welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, there we go. Hello, welcome to episode 407, I think it is, of the Self-Help Podcast. And more importantly, step 10 and the final step of our online course we've been running for 10, 11 weeks now. So yeah, how are you doing, Sean? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. 407, that's a lot of episodes.
Well, we're just talking about Prince Philip, who has just been discharged and allowed to go home, and he's 99 and he's got 3 months to go till he's 100. So I think he's actually said he wants to see it out and make sure he gets to 100. But it's funny how we get caught up on numbers, isn't it? And how long we've been going.
Yeah. And we were just talking about it's 100 old, isn't it? And it's only old if you're old. If you look at someone like David Attenborough, he's got all his marbles. Good on you, fella. You know, keep going.
Yeah. But there are people my age that I went to school with that I still see online every now and again, or in out and about in suburbia. And I think, am I as old as that guy? Do I look that old?
Old is a state of mind.
Yeah, exactly. So for those who aren't in the know, liveinthepresent.co.uk is the website. We're doing step 10 of the 10-week or 10-chapter course. So we're at the sharp end of the journey. You've been able to download the free chapter of the book week by week, which you can download from the website. You'll be able to find quite easily. Just type in episode, whatever, 396, whenever it started, 395, and start from there. But yeah, where are we up to, Sean? So I'll share my screen, if that's all right.
This is like the roundup, you know. It's like we've been through this process, which hopefully has primed people to go and do things, change things, go on with their lives.
Yeah.
So this is a roundup, and it's like, where do you go from here, really? It's that, you know, okay, having done this, what are you going to do with it is the thing that's important, you know?
Yeah, so I mean, it's been a while since we did the course in person. Goodness me, I don't know what year was it, nine years ago we did it.
Along the
road from here. As you get towards the end of a course like this, especially when it is delivered in person, do people start to get nervous about being out there on their own, or that now they've actually got to start and get moving on things, or is there a level of excitement?
It goes several ways. Yes, there's going to be people that are excited. There's also going to be people who are anxious about the fact that they have had a lot of support from the other people on the program, and suddenly that's going to disappear, which is where the idea of the mind bank came in, and being able to meet once a week with a group of people of like minds who you can share things with, run ideas by, and that kind of stuff. Because as we've said, as we've gone along, there's going to be occasions when you're doing this, when those people around you are going to try and discourage you from doing it. Either it's going to be, you think too much, or that kind of stuff. Yeah, just put up with what you've got. You know, why do you want to change? And change for some people equals discomfort. You know, I don't want to change. I'm comfortable the way it is. You know?
In the presentation you sent me to rejig a little bit, it's called Life, the Universe and Everything. In the book, I think chapter 10 is called The Work. So yeah, do you want to give a quick synopsis before we dive in?
Yeah. Inevitably, when you do this kind of course, it makes you question, especially as you're going through the laws of allowing and all that kind of stuff, it makes you question your own kind of belief structures and like, what's the universe about? And Life, the Universe and Everything, that came from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's that stuff. And he was saying that the answer to Life, the Universe, Everything was number 42, which was about as relevant as you can get, because nobody really knows. I've been all over the world asking the great and the good over many years, you know, what's this all about? And people essentially don't know. So that my thing is, okay, we're going to be in this. Well, we might as well enjoy it. It appears that life is evolutionary, and that would be from a consciousness point of view as well as a physical point of view. And if we're going to be a part of it, how about we actually participate, join in, and enjoy it. So that's we're going to look at that kind of stuff over this last session.
Yeah.
So
go on. Sorry.
Go on.
No, just saying. So this is a little roundup we've got of where we've been, and I guess it's important to kind of remember where we've been and what steps, not just so that we can kill a few minutes in the podcast, because you know we will get stuck along the way, won't we? And we'll need to kind of remember this kind of step by step thing, because so we can work back and find out where the obstacle arises and where we need to get to kind of overcome it again.
And I think that it's useful to keep the book or the chapters, if you've got them, because there are times when you will need to go back over stuff. It's like that first step about forgiving other people and letting go of any negativity that you're holding. You'll find that, you know, you'll do the exercise and think, okay, I'm cool now. And then maybe a few months or a few years even down the line, it comes up again and you think, oh, I thought I'd got rid of that, or I hadn't realised that was in there. And you need to go back through step one again. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. So at different times, you might need to revisit these different steps. So if I just round up, so step one was about letting go of any negativity that we're holding about other people. Yeah. Step number two was about letting go of any negativity that we're holding about ourselves related to other people, things we might actually need to apologize for. And if we can get rid of that negative past, step three is about learning to focus on the positive or the good things that have happened to us. So we're starting to change our mindset. We're not rehearsing the negativity, we're rehearsing the positivity that leads us into being able to be in the present. Because if you're continually going over and rehashing what's happened in the past, you can't actually live in the present. You need to get rid of it all, which is one of the problems with lots of mindfulness type programs, is that people get you to sit down and do these wonderful meditation practices. But unless you've gone through the process of letting go of what was, it is actually really hard to be in the present, and letting go is an important part of that process. So if you can mindfully be in the present, then you're in a position about, okay, what is it I'm going to do with this thing called life? Because up to this moment, I've been living on like a default setting. So now I'm moving into being in control. Okay, so now I need some intention. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And that means maybe creating goals and all that kind of stuff and things that I want to change. And that's when you hit the problems, which is when you then need to start looking at the law of allowing and allowing other people to do what they need to do without it interfering with you, but also allowing yourself to do what you need to do for your own fulfillment. The two things go together.
Yeah.
And then once you've got yourself moving, you've got an intention, you've managed to get yourself through the law of allowing, focus on what you're doing, the thing is, what resources do you need to make it happen? And depending on what your project is, the resources may be quite simple, they may be quite complex. Doesn't matter, but it's starting out on the journey and getting it going. So you might need money and resources. And then you need to get into the idea of positive living and doing what I tend to call the work, which we'll come back around to, which is in many ways, success is the byproduct of being positive. That's the bit that's important. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Positive people create success. Negative people tend not to. And any success they do create is only kind of transitory. Doesn't last very long, usually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So which takes us to step 10, which is, okay, if we've done all that, and I accept that it may take a little while to get to that point, okay, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Where does it go from here? Yeah.
Well, there we go, that next slide. So, yeah, I mean, I guess when we talk about living in the present, you do have to have one eye on the future at the same time and one eye on the past. So how can you have one eye on the future, one eye on the past, and still be looking straight ahead to the present?
But the thing is that if you live in the moment and you stop going over the past negatively, it stops dragging you back. But everybody, all of us, are the result of what's happened in the past. And we've learned things, and our past is a useful tool so that we don't have to make the same mistakes again and again and again. That's the thing, if we're paying attention to them. Yeah. And having some view of the future is the creative process. It's like, where are we going? So that one of the exercises in a lot of books is go to your 100th birthday and write the speech that someone would be giving about you. What would you want them to be saying in that speech on your 100th birthday, like Prince Philip? And it's like, what do you want? Do you want to hear that, yes, you were successful, no, you were a lazy bugger, or no, you couldn't be bothered, you didn't do, you were too scared, whatever. You know, or do you want to hear, yeah, no, did a good job, did the best they could, amazing life. Mm. You know, because those, we're actually making those choices now. Yeah.
We are.
So that's a good place to be. So one of the things that tends to happen when you get into this whole world is because this kind of the connectivity and a kind of spirituality starts to become apparent. You know, we're connected together. Are we connecting with other people with empathy? Are we connecting positively? Are we doing what we can for others? And this is what I call the work. The work, there are people that I call workers, and they could be Nellie Smith around the corner, little old lady, could be, you know, a great big charity worker. But if what we're doing is trying to make life better for ourselves and for other people, we're doing the work. You know, if there is someone who is in need and you can provide that need, then you do it. You're doing the work. To me, you're a worker.
Cool.
Yeah. And there are lots of people that are not workers that would walk by on the other side of the road, as in the Good Samaritan story, you know. But it's like, again, if we all look after each other, we're all going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This bit in terms of even like capitalizing the work, it's starting to sound a little bit, I don't know, religious undertones, which I've got no issue with that at all. But is this where some people can start to think like it's a bit getting a bit too airy fairy for them and a bit too kind of spiritual?
Yeah. And I think anybody that gets involved in a self-development program gets to this point where they question their beliefs, their paradigm, and that ultimate question about what on earth is this all about? Why are we alive? And I keep going back to, if you can be positive and you can have some fun, you've cracked it. Yeah, we don't have to rehearse the negative all the time. Mm. But that idea about if all is one and we're all working together, then love and happiness are like two things that run alongside each other. And that's a choice, because the other choice is, do we have hate and unhappiness? Yeah. And we can see all around us examples of people that are creating a lot of negativity. You know, there isn't that positive, you know. So, yeah, okay, if we're going to have meaning in life, we're going to create meaning. How about we have some fun?
Yeah.
You know? It's very interesting at the moment because of the whole COVID lockdown. The concept of having fun has changed for lots of people. Lots of people at the beginning of lockdown were like, hey, I can watch all those box sets and I can do this. And now people have got the kind of COVID burnout. The idea of fun seems like a long way away, but we do need to inject some fun back in for life. So as we come out of this, we all come out with a smile on our face and enjoy it, get on with it and be happy together.
Yeah, there's a group online I've discovered called I think they're right around the country, but our one is called Wirral Wombles, as in the Wombles of Wimbledon, but it's basically a litter picking group.
I've seen people around doing that.
Yeah. So it's, and the, yeah, so there's a Facebook group called Wirral Wombles, which I think anyone is, yeah, locally able to join. And it's remarkable how like positive it is, actually, because, you know, littering and litter everywhere is a huge source of annoyance to, you know, everyone, except for the people that manage to chuck it all out the window, car windows or whatever, which is a minority. But the group itself is actually really positive and fun, and you sense that people in the groups that are out every day, but maybe because they're furloughed or they're kind of, yeah, they're not able to do the things they normally would be, are actually weirdly kind of enjoying it and taking quite a bit of pride, and they're getting a lot of satisfaction from, you know, however many kilograms of rubbish they're collecting on their walks every day. So I've been really impressed with that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So taking something.
I'll have to check that out. We're all wondering.
Taking something negative and turning it into a fun kind of day out. Mm. So yeah, it's really, really cool. Because yeah, like you say on this next slide, you can't change the world, can you? You know, the little will keep coming, but you can keep going and keep picking it every day, can't you?
Yeah. All you can change is yourself and the world around you. You know, and if you can inspire other people to change by example, then you're doing a good job. You're doing the work. Mm. Yeah. But you can't go along demanding of other people that they change, because it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't happen. You know, one of the things that is so, so important, and it's the staying awake bit, because we start to wake up, we start to realize that there's a relationship between what we're doing as a stimulus and then what happens to us as a response. You know, like our life becomes a response to our actions, and in the East they call that karma. I think just the concept of there's a consequence to action is sufficient. If we stay awake, the consequences of our actions are positive. If we nod off to sleep and start to get a bit silly, then the consequences are negative. And that is a lifelong lesson. You have to learn to stay awake. And in doing that, you need to avoid the negative and you need to accent the positive. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with Mr. in between.
Like I just said with that Facebook group, you know, I mean, I'm in a few Facebook groups and, you know, online communities. And the reason I like the World Wombles is because it kind of takes the negativity that I see online a lot around littering and waste, plastic pollution, and it flips it around to the kind of Mother Teresa style positive. It's like a positive version of, don't just sit there whinging and complaining about all the litter everywhere. It's like turn it into a positive by getting out there and picking it up, you know.
Yeah.
It's dead simple on the face of it, isn't it?
Yeah. And I guess that going out and doing that, if there's a group of you, you're developing relationships, you're doing all kinds of positives in there as well.
You are, yeah. And, you know, quite often people will put in there when they put their little reports that, so many people stopped to say thank you and asking what they can do. Someone beat the horn as they passed and said, I think there was a photo, actually someone stopped their van they were taking somewhere and came across and gave them a big box of chocolates to say thank you.
That's good.
Obviously seeing them while they're out and about. So mm-hmm. just pumping that positive message out there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. It's lovely. So avoid the negative, grab the positive. Yeah. And one of the biggest things, I get this with psychologists. Sorry, psychologists, if you're listening to this. I work with lots of psychologists who get to a point where they think they've cracked it and they think they know it. And they become the teacher who's going to teach other people who don't know it the truth. Yeah. And when people do that, when people believe that they've made it, that's when you need to hang your guns up and go home. Yeah. Because in reality, we all need to be learning all the time. It's a lifelong process. So when I say to Ramji years ago, okay, then, what is it that makes a good person? What's a good person? And he said, it's dead simple. It's someone who's getting better at it. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, if you're always getting better at who you are, in the end, you're going to be pretty good, aren't you? And that doesn't matter whether you're a cobbler, whether you're an artist, whether you're a bank clerk, it doesn't matter. If you're getting better at doing what you do, you're going to be pretty good. And if you're going to focus on being a better version of you, yeah. So that the concepts of things like, if you just improve something 1% a week, after a year, you're 50% better than you were at the beginning. That's amazing.
Yeah. Although isn't it even more than that? Because it's kind of cumulative, because yeah, it's like 1% every day and you're getting better. So it's like that cumulative amount, it kind of skyrockets after a time if you are actually doing one.
So that would be like interest on the bank.
Yeah,
you got exactly. interest on the interest.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good concept. Yeah.
Mm.
So the idea of in this process of learning and looking after each other, the work in the East, like the guys that are out litter picking, yeah, the word is bhakti. And bhakti is service, serving others, serving the universe, without expecting anything back in return. It's an unconditional giving, yeah? I don't know who started the Wombles, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, I want to know. I'm trying to find out, actually, so I can speak to them and maybe do another podcast on my other show. Yeah. I want to know where the idea came from and if there was any kind of philosophical thought behind it or it was just a set up on a whim. But I think, yeah, you know, we could probably do a whole episode or more about the kind of society that we typically live in at the moment, and whether it has created a nation of individuals rather than communities that look after each other. You know, and obviously there are a lot of good people out there like you and I and all the Wombles that are doing good stuff. Yeah. But that sense of community seems to be, I don't know if it's on the out or whether it's gone and on its way back now or what, but it's just it does seem to be lacking somewhat from you know, when you look out your window onto the world whizzing by.
I wonder whether it's a pendulum swing, whether it's got to go so far one way before it starts coming back again. You know, we're living in the world of selfishness, certainly. We're not living in the world of bhakti. It's the world of service, which is important, you know.
Yeah.
I love this quote. It comes from way back. I think it was either the end of the 50s or into the 60s when, it must have been in the 60s. It would definitely have been in the 60s. When Kennedy visits Berlin and obviously the German people, in terms of the Nazis, had lost the war. America and the Brits had won. And Kennedy is giving a talk to people in Berlin. And he actually says, he's talking about rebuilding the country and the need for everyone to work together and be positive. And he uses this phrase, he said, "Don't ask what can my country do for me. Ask what can I do for my country." Yeah. And that idea that if we all participate in, everyone's needs get met. But if we all sit back expecting other people to look after us, no one's needs get met.
Yeah.
So whether you could translate that into looking after your family, looking after your community, looking after your business, whatever, if everybody participates in, it's going to be a good experience. But we have to have that awareness to do it.
Definitely. Yeah. So we're kind of at the step now where it would be feedback and next steps on the course. So, yeah, what happens to people now, Sean? What direction do we take in the next, in the coming weeks?
What people do is usually they take the chapters that they download and they go back and read them again. Because having gone through the process once, okay, now you're primed. It's good to go back again, read it again, and go back through those steps and check them and make decisions about what you do and what you're going to do. And it's good for feedback. It's good to, I've had so much feedback from this work, from the course and the book, and how it's helped people. But often people need more support. So, and wherever you get your support from, I'm always saying, if you need anything, give me a shout, and people do. But sometimes it's being directed somewhere. Sometimes it's understanding something. Sometimes people have hit a bit of an emotional block, or they suddenly pulled something out of the cupboard that they hadn't realised that they had hidden emotionally that they've had to deal with, you know, whatever it is that's going on. Again, if we all look after each other, we're all going to be okay, yeah? But this kind of work, when you actually do it, not just read the book, when you actually do it, it transforms who you are, it transforms where you are, and it transforms everybody around you because you affect other people as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really positive stuff. Yeah, it's good.
So yeah, be a Womble, get out there and bring your friends and family along as well.
Yeah. Well, we go for walks down the lanes and around to the beach and back up, stuff like that. Maybe I need to start taking a black bag with me and one of those picker arms and start picking stuff up.
Getting there, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've done a bit of litter picking in my time, but yeah, you've got to be the change, haven't you?
Yeah. It's no good, as you said, just looking at the litter going, oh, that's disgusting. You know, someone's got to pick it up, so maybe it's me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I follow like the local council online as well, and whenever they put messages on about this, that, or the other, the comments all seem to be, when are you going to do this? Oh, you didn't cut me bin today. Oh, this thing needs doing. Oh, I complained about that street light. I granted you can't go up and change street lights on your own. You do need a bit of help from your local authority. But there are certain things that you don't need to wait for people to do for you.
Yeah. But also things like the work you're doing in the community and trying to get traffic calming meshes in and actually, you know, doing the bike lanes and stuff like that. They have a phenomenal effect over time, don't they? If all the streets had bicycle lanes so it was easy for people to bike around, then people would do it more, wouldn't
they? Be transformative. All sorts of benefits sling out from it. So. Yeah. Yeah, stick at it. All right, Sean, that was really cool, man. Enjoyed that 10 steps. It was nice to get a refresher, actually. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I have to go back and read the book, though.
Normal service will be resumed next week. And in fact, we're going to have a guest interview again. Alison, who's been on the show a couple of times, is going to come back to chat to us. I'm not sure if it's the next episode or the one after, but you got that to look forward to. But all good, eh?
Yeah, very good. Wonderful.
Cool. All right. Well, you have a good week or two, and I will catch up with you soon.
Yeah, you take care.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. See ya.
Bye.